Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadik, 90, 89th daf in Masechet Baba Basra. We are on Pei Tesla Mabez. We're going to start with Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda. But just one note on this whole discussion that we've just been having about weights and measures and having honest weights and measures. So a couple of discussions in the postkim. I mentioned a few of them just at the very end yesterday. That is number one. What happens if the amount that you're cheating is less than a Shavah Pruta? That was the discussion. The Tur writes, Beferish, even less than a Shavah Pruta. The Bach says maybe that's known from the extra limud in our Gemara, because even a kosher who you might have thought it's not a shemamon, but still, when it comes here, even pachat shereputa, A. And B, the other chiddush that is mentioned is Tosfos' answer. Tosfos, you ask, well, Masura, that it could be that the Isra is going to be violated, afilu mishas asiya, when I create the false weight and measure that I plan to use, so that itself is the Isser. Based on those two ideas and others, the Kutchesei Shiurim, Rav Gusman, has a discussion where he writes it could be that this Aveira of having inappropriate weights and measures is not just a subcategory of Gezel. Right? Even though, obviously, there is a Gezel component by cheating someone, but there's also the element of Mitzad the taker, not just Mitzad the take-in from. That's what he writes. Yesh lis tavi v'geder iser zeh shel mishkolos im yisoda hu mishum shemachaser mamon chavero. O shema iser mishkolos hu lav miyuchad v'eino rak mishum chisar mamon chavero. O memela over af pachot mishav apruta. And even mishas asiya, meaning it's more of a halacha in yoredeya iser v'heter, what it says about me, rather than the money that I take from my friends. That's an important discussion that the poskim have related to this Isser. We'll have one more discussion of it in a minute, but let's just read a little bit first. It says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Asur la adam sheyisha mida chasera o yisera b'tal peso. It's asur for a person to be mashheh, to have a false measure in one's house. Right? Zeri might come to use it. V'yafilu hi avid shal meimei raglayim. Even if he starts using it for a bathroom, still, a type of bowl he's going to use for a toilet, doesn't matter, he still can't use it. One day you might decide to change it and clean it out and use it. So that's why it's also even to use it in a disgusting manner. Amr of Papa. Lo amrin ela ba'asra de lo chasimi. This Isser of having an inappropriate measure in your house only applies where there is no stamp given by the government to say that you could use a certain weight and measure. Ava ba'asra de chasimi, but in a place where the government stamps and says, this is good, this is not good, so then, ilo chazi chasim alo shakil. So he doesn't have a stamp on this, so therefore he's not going to use it, so there, in that case, it wouldn't be a problem. Uba'asra de lo chasimi nami, and one more limit, even in a place without a chasima, lo amrin ela de lo mahandasi. This is only where the government doesn't have checks. The Rashbam says, the sixth line, holchin uba'in mamunim shamelech, livdok asamidos. If you have spot checks, you have people who come and make sure everything's okay, so that also would not be a problem. Ava mahandasi leslan ba. But if there are spot checks, there is no problem. And the Gemara ends off alohi, that this last limitation might not be true. Why? Zimnin demikri benashmashus, umikri vishakal. Maybe it'll be a benashmashus. Everybody's tarred, nobody sees. Even if there are spot checks, you might come to use it in a moment in a pinch. So that's why this last limitation, says the Gemara, should not be true. Okay, some limitations of this Isser of Shehiya. There is a discussion in the on a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Geneva, Zion Gimel. Call me Shemashev Beiso, Wobachanuso, Mida Chasero, Mishkal Chaser, over below Sase. Anybody who's Masha in their house, a weight and a measure that is dishonest, he violates the laws of Zishnemer, lo yi'ia lucha b'chischa, v'chulu. V'yafilu la'asos ha'mida avid shal meira raglayim asr, as our Gemara said. But then he adds, she'alpo pi she'ein ze lokech mocher u'mocher, but even if I don't use it, shema yavo, still I might come to, shemi she'ini yodeh, she'chaser v'yimdor ba. Maybe somebody will come who doesn't know, and I'll use it, so this is another, put this on the list. Another example of a siyag daraisa. Siyag daraisa, this is asur daraisa to be mashe because you might have to use it. Siyag daraisa added, I don't know if Rav Yosef Engel has this one. I'm sure he does, I don't remember. But Rav Yosef Engel, who lists off the 15 siyag daraisas, the Ran at the beginning of Psachim, about the Bayur Abayimatse, and the Isser of Yichud, and the Isser of Negiyah. and the Isra of cooking basar b'chalav. You might come to eat basar b'chalav. Many siyag d'araises. The Isra for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash following the coffin of a relative, because you might come to touch it. And a Mikdash lo yetze. So many different examples of siyag d'araisa. Here's another one. Right? That a person is not allowed to be mashe b'toch beiso, these measures. And then the Rambam adds one more line. The ein lokin alav zeh shaharei ein bo maisa. Says the Rambam, it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, and therefore I don't get malchus for the iser of mashe midos. The question that all the Akronim ask on the Rambam is that if you look at the beginning of Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah, the Rambam says, by Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, the iser of having chametz in my house on Pesach, if I go out and buy chametz and have it in my house, if I buy it before Pesach and I have it in my house, I violate and I get malchus because I did a maisa. So what's the difference? Rav Zalman and others, they all ask, what's the difference between the Isser of Shehiyas Chametz and the Isser of Shehiyas Midos Chaseros? The Isser of Weights and Measures is always Elav She'en B'Maisa, while by Chametz, if I did a Maisa, I'm going to violate that, I'm going to get Malkus. So he said, the Minchas Lenach asks Kasha, he does not answer it, just leaves it B'Tzarachian. Minchas Lenach in the Mitzvah Reish Nun Ches, says Rav Zalman in the Evan Azel, Yesh Lomar, Dekan, and all the Achronim say a similar answer. Dekan ikir alosase hu hashihiyah. The ikir iser here is having it. That's the ikir. The yiya efshar lovel ramospo. Having it with the possibility of using it. That's the avera. Lo yiya lecha. Avalim konem mishkal chaser amas lakota. So let's say I buy one. And I have in mind because I just want to use it for something else. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to change it so it won't be able to be used again. So I'll buy it in order to cut it. Vade lo avar. Definitely not an avera. V'yafilu ose mishkal. Delechora lo shayach lomer she'os amanas la'abdo. Mikal makal, even though it's very unusual. But if somebody would make it al menas to be ma'abedit, not to violate, become makom im kach chayish, she'asa l'chadachilik l'kai mitzas ibur, mishkal, vade lo avar. Mkain ain ba asiya o akniya ikir alav. The asiya, the kniya, that's not the ikir. The ikir is the shahiya with the possibility to use it. That's the main iser. So therefore, even if I buy one, even if I make one, per se that's not usr. It's just amanas l'shahos. That's the iser, and that's why this is always classified as a lav she'ein bo maisa, because the iser at root is an iser of shehiya. Masha'ekein by bal yirah by yimatzei. If I buy chametz on Pesach, even if I have in mind to burn it, I'm going to violate in the interim, because that's an iser of getting chametz. Having chametz is more inclusive. It's not just having the chametz. It's getting chametz, buying chametz, creating chametz. Right, all of that is included in the Isser. So that is why, in a case where you do a Maisa, you will be getting Malkus in that case. We mentioned in the past, again, we're not going to go into it again now, the general definition of a Lav She'ima Maisa. This is an example where you have a Lav She'ima Maisa, but it's possible to do a Maisa. So some Rishonim say that even if it's possible to do a Maisa, you're still never going to get Malkus, because it's classified inherently as a Lav She'ima Maisa. Other Rishonim say no. Even if it's a lav shei, if it's possible to do a maisa, maybe it's called a lav shei yishba maisa, even in case where you didn't do a maisa, because it's called a lav shei yishba maisa. And others are machalik. Well, it depends if you did a maisa or not. If you did a maisa, you get malchus. If not, not like that rabbi benachos chametz, you'll get malchus if you did the act of chametz, right? And that's what the just to give you one other achron, Rabbi Zalman says it, and the Divrei Yecheskel says it also. Imkein ein beetzem ha-maisa hi ha-aveira. Darei efshar she-maisa zeh lo yavil de-aveira. U-b'chai gavne ein ha-bechal av she-ish ba-maisa. But he gives another example. Another example where you have to do an act, but the act per se is not the aveira. There's an iser of going back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Iser of going back to Eretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes it. That's the Rambam famous letter. One of the letters the Rambam writes, I, Moshe ben Maimon, living in, who violates four different averas every day that I'm living here in Egypt. Right? So it's an iser of going back to Mitzrayim. What happens if I go back to Mitzrayim, l'schora? What if I go back to Mitzrayim, right, for a certain amount of time for a visit? Then there's no avera. But if I then decide to stay there, then there will be an avera. So you see again there, the act of buying, the act of making is not the Isser. Just like here, if I make it, if I buy it in order to destroy it, I have no intention of keeping the weight and measure that is false, that it's not going to be a problem. It's another example. The aim, Koyotim Echazav HaRambam, Mutar Lachzor L'Eretz Mitzrayim L'Schor Prakmatia Vein Asar Elosh Takesham Vein Lokin Alav Zeh Shebe'es HaKnisa Mutaru Vim Yechashev Vim Yachshov Leishev Elosh Takesham Ein Bo Maisa. When you go in, it's not us. So you know, when you decide, there's no Maisa. So that's another example of the Isser of Knisa L'Mitzrayim, similar to this case of Isser, the Isser of having inappropriate weights and measures. Okay, we continue now. Fourth to last line, pays Asma Beis. Tanya Nami Hachi. Lo Yisha Adam Midachaseiro Yisir Petoch Beis, so a person cannot be Masha and keep a weight and measure that is wrong in his house. Via Filuhi Avit Shalmei Me Raglayim, even if it's an Avit Shalmei Me Raglayim. Aval Os, by the way, what happens if I have a broken ruler in my house? Is that a problem? If I have a broken ruler, right? If it's, if I have a broken measuring cup, if the lines on the measuring cup have gotten rubbed out.
If it's used for
schora. So the poskim say, if it's not used for schora, if it's used privately and nobody's gonna ever do business with it, then that's not considered a mida. That's not considered a mida in this regard. Says the Gemara, Vayter in the, so I'm not allowed to have these. Aval, what can I have? The Brisa says, Osahu sa'ah, tarkav achati tarkav, vikav achati kavarova, all these types of measurements I'm allowed to have. V'toman v'chati toman, it's an eighth, half of an eighth, v'ukhla, v'kamahu ukhla, and I can have all of these measurements. How much is an ukhla? Echad mechamisha b'raviyah. One fifth of a quarter. All of these are okay because these are acceptable and public measures. Ubamida, that's all by dry measures. Ubamida salach, what about by the moist ones? Hu osa hin, v'chatziya hin, v'shlishasa hin, v'raviyasa hin, v'log, v'chatzi log, u'raviyas, u'shminis, v'echan mishmona b'shminis, v'zehu kurtav. Right, these are all different types of measurements that Chazal say are fine to have, because everybody has these measurements and nobody's going to be tricked by them. And they are all standard. Right, like there are teaspoons and tablespoons. If somebody comes up with a new measurement, a 7/8 of a tablespoon, you know that's how you're going to trick somebody because you're going to say that's a tablespoon. You're going to use it for something else. So you have to use the standard measurements. V'lev and nami kabayim. Why don't you make a measurement of 2 kavs kabayim? Asi le'echlufe b'tarkav. No. That might be confused with a tarkav, which is just a third greater than it. So that's why you can't use that one. It says in Gemara 1 minute. Alma toy inchi tilsa. Is that to tell me that people make a mistake by a third of a measurement? And that's why you can't use one that's so close? See, hachi kav nami lo levin. So you shouldn't even make a measurement of a kav. Da'asi lechlufi b'chati tarkav. That's also within a third. Also within a third of each other if you do the math. So ela kabayim hainu taima delo oven. No, this is the reason you can't make one that's 2 kavim large. Da'asi lechlufi b'chati tarkav. Because you could get mixed up with a chati tarkav, which is even closer to it. Not a third, it's a quarter close. So, Alma Toyinshi Beriva. So again, next question. So, is this to tell me that people make mistakes, with a quarter of a measurement? Ihachi Chati Tuman Vaokhlo 11. Those are also, within a quarter of each other. Says the Gemara, no. Those are tiny. Amar of Papa, Midos Kitanos Bikibhu Inshi. When people are measuring such small measurements, then they're medaktik. They're medactic. Sometimes you have to use, if you have to put in a tablespoon of something in an ingredients, so then maybe it'll be a heaping one, a little bit more, a little bit less. But if somebody has to use a very sharp ingredient, that's the tiniest spoon that we have, an eighth of a teaspoon, so generally we're more medactic. Because when it's small, we have to be even extra careful. So here too, these are very small, the tumen and the ukhla, and therefore people are going to be more medakting. Shlishas ahen revias ahen lo levin. But how about these? These are also within a quarter of each other, and they're larger. Shlishas ahen revias ahen. Answers the Gemara, no. Kivan dehavi b'mikdash lo gazru b'hu rabbanan. These were in the Beis HaMikdash, these measurements, right? We say it in Leini, Shlishas Ahin, Revias Ahin, we just had it on Rosh Chodesh, right? So, Lo Gazer B'Hu Rabbanan, because Rabbanan, where it goes there, because those measurements already exist. I, the Mikdash Dami Nigzar, so why don't you go there in the Beis HaMikdash then? Right, why do you say, oh, it's in the Mikdash, so he goes there too? Kohanim Zrizenheim. Kohanim are Zariz, so they're careful, so they won't come to make that mistake. Kohanim Zrizenheim is found in many different places in Shas that in the Rishonim is a beautiful compilation of every time it comes up in the Rishonim and the Achronim, in the newest volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis, in Chelek Chav Zayin, they're up to Kaf. They're up to Kaf, and they have a entry on Kohanim's Rizim Hay. Regarding the definition, as we know, Kohanim are mitzvos that are miuchad to the Kohanim, generally in the Mikdash. It's not just Kohanim's Rizim Hay outside, but almost every time it's talking about the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. There are some that expand Kohanim's Rizim Hay, some sources in Psachim that expand it not just to Kohanim's Rizim Hay, but it's really in the Mikdash. That even Yisraelim will be Zariz in the Mikdash. Right, it comes up by Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, where all the Jews are in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bnei HaChabura. The Bnei HaChabura that are Nimnim on the Karban Pesach, right, it talks about in Psachim, Daf Pehei, they're also Zrizim. Shekala Oskim Bekadshim, Zrizim V'Chachamim. So it comes up sometimes, not only by Kohanim, but it's a din in the Mikdash. The Makom is a place which causes people to be Zaris. Whether this applies Bizman Hazeh is also a Shaila. Nowadays we don't have the Mikdash. So if it's is it an issue of Kohanim? So the Ritva writes in Sukkah that this does not apply Bizman Hazeh. It's not a din in Kohanim that are Zaris. Right, we like to apply it, hopefully, but it's not a din in Kohanim that are Zaris, because the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel, talks about the Kohanim going around the Mizbeach with the Aravos, Hoshana Rabbah. So there it talks about that the Gzera de Rabbah doesn't apply to them. So why not? So the Gemara has a line which is explained by Rashi there as Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Kohanim's Rizim Haim. And then the it's expanded upon. So the Ritva argues on Rashi, and one of his issues is the Kohanim Bizman Hazeh Einam's Rizim Yosem Yisrael. Kedesha Tehe Netilas Nitelas B'Kohanim Dafka. So the Ritva argues. Ritva argues the Gemara there does not mean Kohanim's Rizim Haim, but it has to do with the Bezdin. It has to do with the Bezdin. Kivan Shebe Mikdash Heim Notlin Osai De Shluchei Bezdin Sheheim's Rizim Su Lespa Mishum Gzeira De Rabba. So you have an interesting Ritva that the principle does not apply Bizman Hazeh. But here in Encyclopedia Talmudis, he talks about at least three categories where this comes up. Not to go through all the examples, but just three categories. Number one, Kohanim's Rizim Haim, and therefore they are Zahir that items don't become Pasul. Puzzle. Number two, that items don't become usur. And number three, that items don't become tame. Three different categories of Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Zechiris and Psul is the Lechem Apanim, even though that we don't allow people to make items that might come level of the Chametz. There we allow them to make thick doughs. Kohanim's Rizim Haim. That's another example. And our case, Pasul are the, our example of Midas Halach. They're allowed to use certain measurements in the Beis HaMikdash because we're not worried they're going to become to use it. Zihirus Meisurim is another example of that. And Zihirus from Tumah and Tara. Again, this is a huge topic. And feel free to look at all the Ma'amar Komos there. And again, Chelek Chav Zayin. Weiter. Let's continue. Two dots. Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, Ein Mosifin Al Hamidos Yoser Mishtus. Shmuel says other types of business rules that Chazal made. I'm not allowed to add on to the midos, yosem yishtus, meaning, let's say the government decides to make larger shiurim. Let's say we're going to make the tablespoon bigger. So I'm not allowed to make it bigger by more than a sixth. That's the rule. We'll see why. V'lo alamat be'a yosem yishtus, and let's say I make the currency worth more, I'm not allowed to do it more than a sixth. I'm not allowed to make the currency worth more than a sixth at a time. V'hamistaker al yistaki yosem yishtus. And also, when I'm trying to make a business deal, I'm trying to make schar, also al yistaker, I can't try to make more than a sixth. Make more than 1/6 profit of the amount. We'll get to the first one in Mosifin in a minute, but let's talk about this one for a second. Hamistaker al yistaker yosem yishtus, I can't get more than a sixth profit. A number of limitations listed by the Rishonim here. Because after all, how do I do business? I'm never allowed to get more profit more than a sixth. So a couple of limitations. Number one is the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he limits it to certain types of items. You're not allowed to get more than a sixth profit on staples of life. Bread and wine and oil. That's what people need it. So you can't overcharge them. You can't charge them tons. Vabet v'rababurim says the Rambam. In Yud Dalet Beis. Bidvarim sheyesh bohem chaye nefesh. Where is this limit? By dvarim that have chayin efesh, kigon, yenos, shmanim, uslasos, wine, oil, and flour. Aval ha-ikrin, kigon, ha-koshet, v'halavona, but extra items, like spices, v'chayotze bahen, ein poskin lahem shar, but there's no specific amount, el yistaker, ha-mistaker, kvimash yirtseh. Whoever wants to buy it from you will buy it from you. If they don't like your prices, they'll go somewhere else. If it's not a need, if it's not a necessity of society. The Kesef Mishnah here assumes, he says some disagree, but he says he assumes that all food is considered chayei nefesh. He says, oh, there's near midvarav that he's giving an example, and therefore what about eggs? That's what the Kesef Mishnah talks about. It sounds like for the Rambam that beitzim would not be included. And he says, I don't think so. He says, the beitzim yoser chayei nefesh me shmanim. He says, we need more eggs than oil. Says the Kesef Mishnah. T'v'lo odel d'mashmish shekolshu maicho b'chlal dvarim sheish b'hem chayei nefesh. So that's it. He says, the chiddush of the Rambam is that you might have thought spices are also food. That's why he gives those examples. To teach me that spices are not. Aval tavlin v'kamunu pilpulin she machshirei ma'achal adam b'chlal dvarim sheish b'hem chayei nefesh im l'inyin shlo yistakabim yosem ishtos. That's the difference. But that's limit number one. The Rambam says this whole limit of only a sixth, that's only on food items, according to the Kesef Mishnah.
He writes, for anything else, you can go somewhere else.
He says, for other items that are not necessities, that the buyer doesn't want to buy, so he won't buy it.
Oh, either he'll buy it or he won't buy it.
Right, he'll buy it or he won't buy it. But it's a necessity of life, so that you can't charge more than a sixth. This is, sorry? What about Ona'a? Ona'a is more where you're ripping somebody off. This is even where he knows exactly that you're overcharging him. Ona is more generally the belidas. That is limitation number one. Limitation number two. The Rashbam here says, what if everybody's price goes up? There's inflation. What if there's inflation? So you bought it for a certain amount, and now it's worth a lot more. So then there too, says the Rashbam on the fourth wide line, at the end, in the brackets, kigotchlo hukar hashar avalam lokach b'shas agor. And if you bought it at the time of the agor, the gathering, v'yachshav hoker yistakar filu kiflayim kifisha shar holech. If the price, well, you're going to have to be forced to sell it for a low price, not to get more than a sixth. Everybody's selling it for a higher price. Limitation number two, limitation number three and four, and that's in the tour. That's in the tour. Now, let's just finish that. That's a question. Number three limitation is Bamedram Amurim Bemocher Schoraso Biyachad below Torah. If you sell like everybody else, you don't do something special and specific and have more tircha related. If you have some special service, some special amelus that you have in your product, then also you can sell it for higher. Avalchenvani Amocher Maat Maat. And you wrap each one individually, whatever the case is, you also could charge more than a shtus. And finally, the fourth is, it only applies where Beis Din is controlling all the business activities of the Jews and of the whole market. But if Beis Din does not have that control, and you're the only one that's going to listen to a Beis Din, and everybody else in society is not, so that it's not fair for you to have to undersell. That's what he quotes from the Rama in Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. Hani Mili Hecha, so that's obviously Bisman Hazeh. Hani Mili, I mean, there are federal regulations, but that's not Beis Din. So everybody has to go by the federal regulations, to go by the law, Dina de Bachus Adina, but it's not like this. Hani Mili Hecha Deika Beidina, De Parshi Lekulhu Mochrin Lizvune Hachi. Only if Bezdin is explaining and everybody's listening. Aval Ikol Chad Vachad Mazvin, Koma De Yachil, Lomachayev Hai Lechude, Lizvune Bezol. You're not going to force him. Dechi Shalmu Peri Didei, Mezavni Achrini Biyoker, Viafsude Lechude Biyadayim, Lomafsadinan. We're not going to force him to sell for a lesser amount. Okay, those are four important limitations on this din of not getting profit more than a shtus. Rambam, Rashbam, and two in the tour. Okay, so now let's talk about the first one again. Says the Gemara, Ein mosivin al midos yosim ishtus. You're not allowed to add on when I enlarge the midos, the sizes. I'm not allowed. Oh, you had a question. Sorry.
If, the other option is to go somewhere else.
I'm saying, but if you don't have a monopoly, so then let's say Beis Din will...
I'm selling wine, and I sell it for more than a sixth. People love my wine. They want to buy for more than a sixth.
Right.
They have an option to buy somebody else's wine.
Right, but if your wine tastes different because you do something special to it, then already it's mutter. If you have a special way to make the wine...
Right,
there are other types of wine. If you have a fancy type of wine, again, according to that Kesef Mishnah, it's all food. But again, maybe he would agree that if there's basic food available, and this is just unique type of food, maybe he would agree that that's a specialized product. It's a specialized product that could be limited. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mosi, you're not allowed to be Mosi more than a shtos on the midos. My time, but why can't? If I want to make the tablespoons bigger, why not? So, Ilema, three tries. Ilema mishum afkuetara. Is it because afkuetara? That means if I make it bigger, then people might try to raise prices even more than the ratio of the size that was large, made larger. Right? The size is going to become bigger, but I'm going to use the opportunity to charge triple the price. So if that's true, so shtus namilo. So you shouldn't be able to raise it even on a shtus. Why dafka more than a shtus? The elam ishamo na'ah. And if you want to say it's an issue of na'ah, delola heavy bito mecca, because let's say somebody's going to come from out of town and they're going to think the mida is like the old mida, and you're going to overcharge them. So as long as the mida is only a sixth or less, so then at least it's going to be a deal. It's going to be a good deal, even though you overcharge them, but you just give back the ona. So the Gemara says that also is not true. V'amar Rava, Rava said, "Kol davar shebemidav shebemishkav shebeminyan." If you cheat anybody in measurement or in weight, that's not ona. I feel pachas b'dei ona chozer. Even less than ona is going to go back because that's a mekatos. That's a mekatos. That's not just ona, right? Because that's not you didn't overcharge them. That the measurement is wrong. You thought you bought one amount, and you bought a different amount. So that can't be what the issue is. Ella, try number three. To lo levi pseidel golatagra. Maybe you don't want there to be a loss for a merchant who comes and sells something, a merchant from the outside who comes and sells, and he's gonna undersell, because he's gonna sell it for the tablespoon, and there's gonna be larger tablespoons here, and he's gonna get less money for it, so we're worried. So at least if it's a sixth, up until a sixth, he won't lose. He won't make any profit, but he won't lose. Says the Gemara again, Rafcha lo bai. So he won't make a loss, but he won't make a profit either. So what's the point? Zavin vizavin tagra ikri. What, a person buys and sells, he doesn't make a profit, and that's why he's called the tagra? That's why he's called a merchant, that's all he cares about. Right? So again, what is the reason for the limit of only making the midos more up larger than a sixth? Large up to a sixth. So El Amar of Chizda, it's based on a pasuk. Shmuel Kra Ashkach Vadarash. He found a pasuk in Yechezkel. The Hashekel Esrim Geira. The Shekel is 20 Geira. And now, Esrim Shkalim, Chamisha vi Esrim Shkalim, Asar v'Chamisha Shekel, Hamana Yielachem. So what's the mana? Three possibilities listed. 20 Shekel, 25 Shekel, 15 Shekel. That's what a mana is. Hamana Yielachem. So you put all these together, how much is that all together? 20 and 25 is 45, and 15 is 60. 60 shekel is a mana. So first of all, why did it say it in separate increments? And is 60 shekel really a mana? Says the Gemara, mana, masan rabban habe? Right, really a shekel is, really a mana is 25 shekel. Really a mana is 25 shekel. And meaning, and it's a shekel is 4 dinar. Meaning, so it's 200, a mana is 240 dinar. So is mana 240 dinar? Of course, it's so much. The Mishnah, the Pasuk lifts off much more than it really is. It says that a mana is 50 shekel instead of 25 shekel. Right? So what exactly is happening here? I'm sorry, it says that it's 60 instead of 25. So Ela Shmamina, but what must be the answer? Tlas, it must be, this pasuk is really referring to three things. Shmamina mana shel kodesh kafal haya. Number one, we're talking about measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash are always double. They're always double. If you say that you're going to give a tablespoon of flour to the Beis HaMikdash, you got to give two tablespoons, according to our tablespoons. The Beis HaMikdash's measurements are always double the outside. So kafel. So number one, so we now got it up to 50, right? 25 shekel to a mana, so now we just got it up to 50 to a mana. So now we still have the problem, because how many do we have in the pasuk listed? 60 altogether. So we're still off by 10. V'shma mina mosifin al amidos. That's the illusion of a sixth. Why does the pasuk tell me 60 if it's really 50? That's to teach me that you're allowed to enlarge the midos by 1/6. And also, vein mosif and yosef mishtus. And now you can't go more than a shtus. Vishmamina on the third, how do you measure shtus? Shtusa milavar. The shtus is counted literally from the outside after you add the shtus. Meaning here, it's 60, so 10 was what you added, so it's 1/6 after you add it on. Right? Different ways of measuring a shtus. That's what you learned from this. From this pasuk.
Yeah, but usually when you have a pasuk, you
have a svara. We tried to come up with a svara, it didn't work.
So what does it say?
It didn't work. So it's that the Gemara ends up not giving a reason.
Okay.
Gemara ends up not giving a reason. So it might just be Chazal have their reasons that this is for the betterment of society, and we don't know it. We don't understand it. Somehow we assume it's for the betterment of society. but we don't fully understand that because we had kashas on all of the other approaches. Once we're talking about business deals and overcharging, just two other points, two other marmakomos that I saw quoted. One is a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Tshuva of Rav Moshe, which Rachmana Litzlan, it's very sad that it had to be written. There was a case where a funeral home was drastically overcharging people for all of the needs for the funeral, for the coffin and for the others. So the question that was asked to Rav Moshe, 1978, Tavshin Lamed Ches, the question was asked, am I allowed to go to open up another one or even go to another one, even to a supplier that's not Jewish? That supplies, not obviously a Beis HaKfaris, but is that a problem? This is the one that this Beis HaKfaris supplies, let's say, the whole neighborhood, the whole area, and I'm going to go to another one, I'm going to bring in another one, I'm going to start using another one, even a non-Jewish supplier, is that a problem of Asagas Gvul? That's what the Shaila to Rav Moshe in Yaradeya, Chelek Gimel, Simin Kuf Lamed Daled. So Rav Moshe writes, Kibalti Mechtavo, Miyom Hei Devayakel, Mitzad Cholshasi, Nisacharti Milahashiv, I couldn't answer it so quickly. Vinei Davar Pashut, Sha'afim Balea Bayis, Beis Halavayos, in parentheses, Hat Chapel, Hayu Osin Kedin, Le'inyane Yisurin, Elav Mishum Shem Isyakrin Harbe, even if they weren't violating any Yisurin, they were just charging you more. Leka Shem Isra Asagas Gvul. There's always Rav Asagas Gvul here. Overstepping your bounds. The Inyan Hotzas Mamon Lechvoda Mesim Yosir Meharaoi, who owed Garua Mehafkas Sha'arim. They're doing something terrible. It's more than just overcharging on a certain item. Daharbe Mini Ochle Chaye Nefesh, and Nechshivu Kamalve Baribis. We'll get to that later on. Right? This is, as we said, Chaye Nefesh, what you have to live with. Shevade chove gedola hi ala bezdin la hasig mocher achar shivkar bezol. Bezdin's got to help you out. You have to have another one. Somebody's overcharging here. Moshayach lito that it's a sagas gvul. And he says vahutzas hameis shemitzad darkan shel habanim lachabi lahavos vahu gam zman shekashel lifnehem mitzad saaram lo lehitcharot bemekach. It's not a time where they're going to try to finagle and try to get the price down. Vlo beetzam abechira baharonos, and they're not going to try to skimp. Ulevad ze shum ben ba'olam lo yomar she'ino rotzel laharbos b'chavod aviv. No child is going to say, "Oh, give me the cheaper one." They're all going to want to get the best for their parents. Shari chazino, you already see bibi chazal. Even people who aren't medaktik in mitzvahs, when it comes to a ptira, everything. It's the emotional connection to the niftar. V'lachin barur says Rav Moshe shol shayach asagas gvul milamnoa davar hara hazeh v'harbi takanos asu l'tovas aniyim shol yizbaishu 100% it's mutter v'lachin davar gadol asa. It's very good what you did. Shehisig makom afshu etzel nachri mi'achar sheyischayev lasos kedin. Right, you're causing him to lower his prices and to act more appropriately. What you did was totally correct. L'tovas yisrael. That's one tshuva kuf lamed daled. The other one is interesting. What happens, right? These are all takanas about overcharging. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about, in Reish Lamed Aleph Sivchaf, Bezdin also has to worry about the other way. Let's say there is a large wholesaler that's going to undercharge steeply in order to put the other guys out of business. And then he'll go back and overcharge. Right? So you're going to lower your prices so much that the other guys will go out of business. So he says that a person also has to worry about that, not just the overcharging, but the undercharging. So Bezin also has to worry about that, not just overcharging, but also undercharging. Okay?
What if the undercharges to keep prices low?
If the undercharges keep prices low, then it's okay. I mean, there are svarim written about proper business deals. Rabbi Aaron Levine has a number of svarim out about economics and halacha, about proper advertising, there are all those different ways to get, right? We had earlier a Mishnah. What about giving out nuts in the, or candies? And the Gemara says, oh, but the other store could also do that. So it's all different, practices they want us to be aware of. Let's go by it. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Tukin Kailo Bar Tlasa Kapizi. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, he made a measure that was Bar Tlasa Kapizi. That was three Kapizi. Three Kapizi measure, which is nine lug, the Rashbam says. So Amrulay, they said to him, Hamar Shmuel, Mosivan Alamidos Yosir Mishtus. You're not allowed to make such a big Mida, more than a Shtus. Amrulay, he says to them, Anak Kailo Chadita Takini. I didn't change any measure. This is a new one. It's a new one. It's a new large midah. I didn't enlarge anything. So shadri the papadisa v'lo kibluha. They said the papadisa, and the papadisa said, no way. Don't, you can't use it. Even though, right, this is talking about, right, remember Shmuel. Shmuel was the author. Shmuel was papadisa. Shadri le papupanya v'kibluha. But they sent it papupanya, and they accepted it's okay. V'karale, and they called it rose papa. That's what they called the measurement. They called it after his name. Okay, sim and osri peiris and osri me motziyim and mistakun pamim bebeitzim masriyim v'lo motziyim. Now we have a couple of other brises that discuss other issues in mekach u'memkar. This whole second half of this parak is about Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow is the end of the parak. And Hashem Shabbos, we start off with hamocher peiris. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, otzrei peiros. What are otzrei peiros? The Rashbam explains people who hoard fruits at the time of plenty to save them for the time of chaser, the time when the supply is low, and then they'll overcharge in a very extreme way. Those are otzrei peiros. Umalve berevis, people who lend with interest. Umaktine eifa, those who make the eifa smaller, right? They cheat people. Umafkie sha'arim, those who try to up the price. Alei nachasav omer, all these people. The pasuk says about lemar masai yavar hachadash benashbir shever. When is the chadash, the new, kind of come in and will gather the grain? Vahashabbos v'niftecha bar, and then the Shabbos is going to come v'niftecha bar, and then we'll open our silos. Lahaktin eifa ulahagdil shekel ulaaves mosne mirma. Is referring all these phrases refer to the ba'ale avera that we just said. Viksiv, and one more. Nishba Hashem b'gaon Yaakov im meshkach l'netzach kol ma'aseihem. I swear, says God, by the God of Yaakov, if I forget any of their actions. Meaning I'm gonna pay them back. The one of the Achronim, the Gaon Yaakov, I think it was. Why Dafka Yaakov Avinu? Why is Yaakov Avinu picked? The Ein Eliyahu, I'm sorry, the Ein Eliyahu says, why Dafka is Yaakov mentioned here and not Avram and Yitzchak in the context of cheating by Midos? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Ve'echaltich nachlas Yaakov Avicha lo ka'Avraham shekasav bo kum misalach ba'aris la'arko l'rachva." The Gemara says, "Not like by Abraham, who is limited. I told Abraham, walk this land la'arko l'rachva, and not like Yitzchak lezaracha etenas kol ha'aratzosa ela." Right? To your seed, I will give all these lands. What did I say to Yaakov? Ufaratzta yamav akedma v'tzafon v'nekba. You shall spread out. In Shabbos kuf yurches, spread out. Meaning what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Dafka Yaakov Avinu to give him a nachla b'li mitzarim. No borders. He gets the most. Just ufaratzta. Ufaratzta, just go out. Go out and keep expanding. V'hine ha'ish ha'otzer peirus umalva beribis. All these people who cheat, what do they think? They're worried. They don't have the proper emunah, and therefore they try to cheat and get. And that's why they're osei avel and get more. Lakach, this person is not boteach b'Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears b'gaon Yaakov. Yaakov who has no gvul. He has no gvul. He swears in the name of the God of the Gaon Yaakov that he's not going to forget. He's not going to forget. Because Daka, they should realize. Should have the emunah and realize B'nai Yisrael will get a nachla b'li gvul. Good. Weiter. Otzrei peiros kagon ma. What type of otzrei peiros are the problematic ones? Amar b'yochon kagon shabtai otzar peiros. Like shabtai otzar peiros. Meaning what? The Rashbam explains. Somebody who hoards in order to charge high later. But if somebody hoards in order to save it, to make sure there is plenty later on, and then later on he sells it for a proper price, especially if he has the aniyim in mind, then that's fine, it's wonderful, it's a mitzvah. Abu Adishwal Mazvin Luhul Peire, Petara Harfa Ketara Harfa, the father of Abu Adishmuel, sold his fruit at the time of the early price in the season, for the early price, meaning the regular cheap price at the beginning of the season. Shmuel Bray, Mashi Lepere, he hoarded the fruit, Umazan Lahu Batara Afla, Kitara Kharfa. At the time of the Tara Afla, the late, Ophel was the late, the time of the later one, he sold it for the cheaper price. Right, he kept it and sold it to the Aniyim then. Sholchem Itam, they sent, Tava Da'aba Midabra. The father did better than the son. Meaning selling it cheaper at the beginning of the season is better than even selling it cheaper at the end of the season. My taima, tara de ravach ravach. Once the price spreads out and goes low, it's going to stay low. If there's plenty all over the place, it'll just stay low for the whole season. Yosef, what about Yosef? Right, it's right. There was Sakana Stafashas. He was working for the good of Klal Yisrael there. Amar Rav, Osa Adam is Kavo Otsar.
All this hoarding only has to do with taking other people's stuff. But your own stuff, you're allowed to hold on to. You're allowed to hold on to your own stuff. That's not included in this Aveira. Tani Nami Hachi also, Enos and Peiros Devarim Sheish Mem Chayi Nefesh. The person is not allowed to hoard fruit that are staples, Chayi Nefesh. The Kesef Mishnah wrote earlier that this is where the Rambam gets the chilek from. Kagon, Yenus Ushmanu Muslasos. Aval Tavlin, but spices. Kagon, Kamona Bibbulin Mutter. That's Mutter. Bamed Ramamurim. Belokeach Men Ashuk. That's only buying from the Shuk. Aval Bamachas. Bishalom Mutter. That's the Tanya Nami Hachi. Alright, so the Rambam uses this chilek in a different context. We mentioned before about the Yosem Mishtus. He extends this chilek. Umutul Adam lets repairs Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to hoard in Eretz Yisrael for the 3 years, Gimel Shanim, Eretz Shvius, Vishvius, and Moshe Shvius, for the 3 years preparing for the years that you will not have any fruit, to be able to grow any fruit. So there, you're allowed to hoard to be able to save up. Ubishani batso, bishnei batsoras, but if it's in a famine year, afilu kav charuvin lo yatzar, you shouldn't even hoard any, mibnei shemachnas me'ira bisharim. If you hoard any, then the prices are very delicate, they're very, volatile, and therefore they'll be affected by any little change in supply and demand, so you gotta be extra careful in a year of batsoras. Machlokas we've shown him, does this even apply to your own stuff? Omer le Rav Yossi bar Chanina, lepuga shame. Rav Yossi said to Puga his servant, Puk, atzer li peri shelo shanim, go and gather me the fruit for 3 years, Ereshvias, Vashvias, Umoseshvias. Go gather me the fruit. Period. Ask the Arsameach, what's the chiddush of that story? Mamish what we just said in the Braisa. The Braisa said it's mutter, and we have a story, it's mutter. Says the Arsameach in Mechira, Yudalad Vav, Ulamai Maisi, Vidavar Godol Kivin Begamara. You need an Arsameach here. It's a Davar Gadol. What's Davar Gadol? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokas. Are you allowed to be Ma'aber the year after Shemitah? Are you allowed to be add on a month?
So I understand the question.
Okay, good. So that's one answer. So, right. So maybe Maisa Shahaya is stronger. That's one answer you could say. But Mamish, if the Maisa Shahaya is exactly what the Braisa Paskin, but you could say, yeah, stronger Gadol HaMaisa. That's true. But he says a little lumpus. He says, maybe not. He's another idea. He says, in Sanhedrin, it says a machlokas, whether you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana in Motoi Shvias. So what's the machlokas about? The Gemara explains, do we allow bringing vegetables from Chutz La'aretz? If you allow it, then so you have an extra month after Shvias. That's fine. Right? This extra... If you have the vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, you're not worried. The issue is, are you worried that the dirt on the vegetables are also going to come in, which is Tumas Eretz Ha'amim? That's the discussion in the Gemara there. The Yerushalmi, quotes the Arsameach, quotes that the Mishnah of Ein Ma'abrin was only before Rebbe allowed it. Once Rebbe allowed Mishahita Rebbe L'Havi Yerak Mechutz La'aretz, then everybody agrees Ma'aber. Everybody agrees, you're allowed to add on because you're not worried. You're going to have plenty of food anyway. V'im Kain, says our Sameach, now we understand there's a Havamina, Diachshav Shehita Rebbe L'Havi Yerek, once Rebbe allowed you to bring in vegetables, import from Chutz La'aretz, you're no longer allowed to be Otzer Peiros for 3 years because it could be that, you know, it goes back to the hoarding problem, and here you're going to have plenty of food afterwards. That's why he brings the story, because Rebbe Yosef Rechanina lived after Rebbe. He lived after Rebbe, and the Chiddush is, even Bizman Hazeh, the Heter would still apply. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, 3 lines to the bottom. Ein Motzien, again, these are all prizes. Ein Motzien Peiros, Me Eretz Yisrael, Dvarim Sheish Bem Chayi Nefesh. You're not allowed to export fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Items that are staples, Kagon Yeno Shmanim Muslasos, wine, oil, and flour. Rebbe Yudim Ben-Vetera, Matir, Beyayin, Mebnei Shemamayides HaTifla. Yudah Meseira says it's allowed because it lessens the tifla, right? Because wine leads to problems. People get drunk. Therefore, a little less wine in Eretz Yisrael is better for Eretz Yisrael. Ukeshem she'emotziyim eretz l'chutz la'aretz kach ein motziyin. Oh, let's stop there first. Let's just finish it. Ein motziyin eretz Yisrael l'Surya. Just like you can't export to chutz la'aretz, so you can't export to Surya. Because Surya is what's called kibush yachid. And therefore, it's lo shmei kibush, as we'll talk about soon. V'rebi matir mehefrach yilefrach. Rebbe allows it from, if you have a border city between Eretz Yisrael and Surya, which half in one, half in the other, then you're allowed to. So there's a lot to talk about in these last couple of lines. First of all, a couple of small points. Not small, but Ein Motzien, you can't export fruit. There's no exports to Chutz La'aretz. Right? So there's a lot of exports from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So the Poskim explain items that are made l'shem exporting originally. Remember, the whole takana l'chor is for the betterment of the economy of Eretz Yisrael. Don't bring fruit out of Eretz Yisrael. So if there's an exporting business that gufo will help out the economy of Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be mutter. And if something be, if something is specifically made to export, right? Okay, in surplus. They talk about fruit, and also, what about svarim? What about svarim also? I saw the discussion in the Aladaf here about the svarim. Svarim also, there's so much everywhere, and there's, you could just send it and publish it. So, exporting bismanazim might be different. There's a separate din by Kedushas Perishvias about exporting. That's a special din. But this is generally Kedushas Perishvias, so that has some flexibility. Number two, wine, Mimayadis Atifla. Rav Yehuda says you can send the wine out. So he says the Marsha, this explains something that's always bothered me. If you remember, when the Meraglim came back, they said, right, Erez Erez Chalav Udvash, they said, they came back and they said, Hiv Izeh Pirya. And this is its fruit, and we fought them. Hiv Izeh Pirya, this is the fruit, and we say that they were causing problems even with that wine. So he says, where's the line? V'yechrusu gamisham zemora v'eshkalan avim lahotzi diba sheish b'harim davar hamevi tifla v'lozeh amru eres yocheles yosh. Look how much wine they have here. At least the tiflas, and that's why it's an eres yocheles yoshveha. Ki ha'in ha'aretz maspik chayi nefesh ocheles yoshveha aval hi machala es yoshveha barav esher tamin matziba, etc. So that's what he says. He says they brought the vines dafka to cause problems to be marshal on Eretz Yisrael because wine is maybe lidei tifla. Okay, we'll have to, I guess, stop here, but tomorrow we'll have to start with two very important issues that come up on the bottom here. Number one is the shita. Should we have two more minutes? Two more minutes? We'll do one of that. We'll do two more minutes now, and then we'll do the other one. Kibush Yachid, we'll start with tomorrow. What exactly is Kibush Yachid? 2 days in Rashi and Gittin, and Tosfos here talks about it. But the other one, the Rashbam says here that when he told Puga, take, go and gather, so that was after the Churban. Says the Rashbam, second to last line, V'svira lei, Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'shaitza V'kishe L'asilavo. You know what this about, with the whole, they're talking about Perishviya still. It must be that he's holding that there's still Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. Kidsha L'shaitza V'kishe L'asilavo, that the original Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael still continues. This is a machlokas in Mesechas Megillah, Tanoim, Amorayim. This is a very famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas, Beis HaBechira, Vav Yudalid, Upamen is kasha b'kedusha rishona shekidusha shlomo shehu kiddush ha'azor b'yushalayim l'shaita v'kiddush ha'son l'asilavo. The kiddush of Yerushalayim continues forever. Lefichach makriven akarbanos kulan avavish insham bayis banui. Theoretically, we're able to be makriv karbanos b'zmanazeh. We don't need a beis hamikdash. All we need is a mizbeah. We have to get the exact spot. I mean, there are issues that come up. Big day kahuna, tuma, other issues. But in terms of needing a beis hamikdash, we don't need the beis hamikdash. Makriven afa bishena mikdash banui. Why? Because the kedusha is here. Va'ochlin kachi kachim b'chala azara afa bishi chareva ve'enim ukefes mechitza. Can he catch him? Va'ochlin kachim kala meiser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim afa bishi insham choma shekedusha bishona kitzel l'shaitza v'kitzel l'asa lava. And then he says, why do I say b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim that kedushas and l'asa lavo u'b'kedusha shara Eretz Yisrael not? So then he says, l'fi kedushas hamikdash b'Yerushalayim mipnei hashchina. The Shechina ain't a betela. The Shechina continues forever. V'hari Yomer v'Hashimosi as mikdashechem aval bishas shomemin b'kedushas on him omdim. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv of Shvius and Maisrus, ain't no ela b'bnei kibush rabim. It's only because of the conquering and because we were defeated, we left after Aliyah Rishona, so we lost it. And v'kivan sha'ala Ezra v'kidsha lo kidsha v'kibush ela b'chazaka shehechziku ba, and therefore komakam shehechziku ba oli bavel hari hu mekudash hayom. So we know, major discussion, all the achronim, Yeshua did it by kibush, by conquering. Ezra did it by chazaka, by settlement. So the settlement one, that continues forever. Chazaka is stronger than kibush. It lasts more than kibush. And all the achronim explain why chazaka is greater. Just to mention one that says the opposite. That chazaka is the chazaka that Ezra did lasts for Eretz Yisrael, but the original one done by Yeshua by Kibush does not last. So all say, because the chazaka is deeper and stronger. It's not just a milchama that if you win and then you lose. The Meshech Chachma in Bishalach says maybe the opposite. He gives a mashal, but he says, let's say you have two balloons. Let's say you have a very, very big balloon. That's going to pop even greater. The more fragile, if you pop a large balloon, it's going to make a louder sound than if you pop a smaller balloon. The more fragile and holy something is, the more, the larger they are, the greater they fall. So he says, ironically, kibush is greater. And because kibush is greater, but it's a more delicate, higher level kedusha. And that's why it's lost. That's why he quotes, that's why in Bechoros, it says in the Apem Zayin, a levia, shenif elas bi laznus, she could still eat meiser. A kohenes, she's like a zara. She can't even eat meiser rishon anymore. Why? Because a kohenes is on a higher level. Once she loses, she falls all the way down. That's the difference between first kibush and chazaka. Kibush is greater, and that's why it's lost even easier. That's the Meshech Chachma in Beshalach, in Tezvav Tezayin. But again, most Achronim assume it's the opposite. Kibush is less than chazaka, that's why chazaka lasts. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll start tomorrow, B'Hashem, with a discussion of kibush yachid, and then we will continue on the last daf of the parak.